The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
The Bird Show.
All right, Wendy, you saw the cryptic tweet yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw it, and Joanna posted it, producer Joanna posted it, and I immediately was like, what is this all about? This is the quoted tweet. Caps, OMG, I am caps, so embarrassed I can, capital letters, never return to my gym again, ... And then she obviously got a response back from Jen Fallon, who's been on the show, and she responds to Jen, worse than falling off the treadmill, although that is one of my biggest fears, so it's...
So you didn't fall off
didn't
the treadmill.
Fall off the
it's
treadmill,
worse.
But it's something yeah. than that.
All right, let's try to guess. Go around the room and guess.
Well, I'd have to defer to what Jen said earlier.
Yeah. Totally.
I said earlier that you tooted on the treadmill.
You totally farted
like
while running.
Really, really loud.
That would be the initial. Yeah, unless something ripped.
I mean, what? Yeah. What something is more embarrassing than falling?
Split your pants?
Am I allowed to tell you?
Anybody else with any other guesses?
Nah, it's got to be
like
fart.
Family feud. You farted, didn't you?
You farted.
I had a huge hole in the butt of my pants that I wore to the
from
gym.
From a fart!
So you didn't split and them I, at the gym, but you had a hole when you went there?
Yes, and I did not know until I was washing my clothes yesterday and I was folding them and I picked up the pants and I was like, OMG. How long did these just happen in the wash? Like, I'm hoping that it happened in the wash and it got bigger. But
oh,
it probably
no.
didn't. And here's
how
the
big, how big was it?
It was a big enough hole. And I mean, I have a big butt, so it looks even bigger on my butt because I'm
like,
sure it's
like
it
a quarter size,
out.
Nickel size. You're probably
it
exaggerating
probably,
it.
No, I'll bring in the pants and show you. They were huge. It was huge. And I'm surprised I didn't feel like, you know,
a draft.
How did I not feel a draft?
Were you wearing regular underwear or?
No, I was wearing
white.
A thong.
A thong?
You wear a thong to the gym?
Oh, yeah.
That can't
to the
be
gym?
Comfortable.
No, I wear a thong all the time.
I'm so is, the,
is that comfortable at the gym?
Yeah. If you wear it all the time, you
don't even
you
notice
get used to it. Mm-hmm.
So is the hole somewhere where it would be pervy, or was it just big old butt cheek?
And no, it was like in the middle.
Oh no!
So when you farted and caused this hole, did you have to scoot on your butt to get the fire out of your fabric?
They actually threw me on the ground and started rolling you, to put the fire out.
Stop, drop, and roll, huh?
But the worst part is that I run to the gym because it's a few miles. So I started thinking every
oh, no.
car
oh,
that
no.
passed
oh, no.
me
oh, no.
probably saw me. And I do remember getting stared at a lot. And I was like, what? Well,
must She's
be looking
so used to
good
that.
Today because everyone's staring at me.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's and so you know, embarrassing. I don't think I can go back. I'm going to cancel my membership.
You know who I've got a problem with in this whole situation are the other women at the gym.
Yeah, shouldn't they tell you?
They didn't tell
because
me.
A woman should pull you aside. Like a guy can't do it because it kind of it's creeper, but a woman should pull you aside and go, "Hey, I just want to let you know," and fill in the blank.
Come over and wrap your jacket around me and say, "Honey, you
go
need
home."
To go
okay,
home.
Here's some, now, so if you're not feeling insecure enough about that, because here you are, I've heard you throw around. I've already got a big butt, and maybe I ripped them apart. Here, I hear Joanna earlier this morning talk to Wendy about this, just being really bummed out when she bought some jeans a couple of days ago.
Yeah, Monday was my birthday, and Jason took me to the Braves game, so I was like, oh, I'm going to go find a cute outfit to wear to the Braves game. So I go to the store, and I've been a size 5 since I can remember. I can buy a size 5 jeans and know that they're going to fit.
5 is a junior's size, though.
No, 5 is a normal size. Well,
it's usually 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. But juniors are like 3, 5, 7.
I'm definitely not a junior size, but I've always worn 5s. And so when I went to the store, I don't like to try stuff on in the store. I always just buy it, take it home. If it doesn't look good, I'll return it.
I'm that way too.
Yeah. Are you really?
Yeah. So
yes.
I
just don't like trying it on.
I never try on.
Hate dressing
really?
Rooms.
Never try on.
In the same way.
I'm just in a hurry. I don't really even want to be there. So
but if it's a time management issue, isn't it going to take you more time to return it if it doesn't fit well than it would just to try it on initially?
I can't
logical,
stand stripping in
crazy
that.
Logically,
okay.
Yes, but no, not for me. I don't like to try it on. So I bought 5 jeans. They've always fit. So I get home and I'm trying on my outfit, getting ready for the Braves game, and I start to put the jeans on. Well, they were capris because I knew it was going to be hot. And I couldn't get them over my thighs. Mm. And I just was like, really? Like, not only am I a year older now, but now I have to go up another size.
That's not a good thing to do on your birthday.
No, it's not a good feeling.
Why don't you just split them right at the butt crack like you did with the other pants you have?
For a woman, is that like a really tough day when you have to admit that you have to go up in size?
Based on everything
that you guys talked about with weight, that must be like a... That must be a horrible day.
Because that's usually a motivation for you. It's like, you know what? Regardless of what's going on in my life, if I can, I just want to stay in this size. I will, you know, if I keep my size, then I'm good. And that's usually a measure. If you're working out or exercising or whatever, if I can stay in my size, I'm good. And then if you have to buy a size, but it is, yeah, it is a, it's a, it's defeating.
Would you rather hold on to clothes that you know don't fit well and you're going to be uncomfortable in them for a long time before you have to admit that you have to go up a size?
I've definitely done that.
Yes. And this happens even to women who are having babies. My friends that are pregnant and, you know, their stomachs are expanding for a reason. They still don't want to buy any clothes. They're like, no, I'm not buying that maternity stuff until I absolutely have to. And then they're like, they will not change their size.
I think this is the point in my life where I'm realizing that my body, and I'm not saying I'm old, I'm only 26, I know I'm young, but I'm realizing that my body just doesn't lose weight as fast as I did when I was 18. Mm-hmm. And I'm at that point, and I'm like, I can go run like I used to, but I'm not going to lose it in a week like I did when I was 18. Mm-hmm. I just have to be more careful now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I turned 40 this year, and I understand what you're saying. I think it's an easy excuse to say that. I think lifestyle is different from 18. Like, I'm 40, and I'm bigger than I was when I was in my 20s, but I've done that to myself because I don't run around like I used to in my 20s. I'm in a relationship in which we sit and we make big meals every night. I certainly would skip meals all the time when I was in my 20s. You know what I mean? So I see what you're saying, but then there's a part of me that feels like I refuse to believe that because I know that it's up to me, or because I've really looked at that, like at 40, because I refuse to say that, you know.
Your metabolism absolutely changes, though. Your body chemistry changes.
Your body chemistry changes. I know, but I think so many times women use that as a reason because my lifestyle has changed. My metabolism may have changed, but so has my lifestyle.
But also,
if I make big meals at dinner, that means I've got to do more exercise to take away the big meal that Katie and I just made.
If you kept everything even for 20 years, same foods, same exercise, nothing changes, you're going to gain weight as a 40-year-old.
Yeah, but I mean, looking, maybe, I don't know. I have not been consistent for 20 years. You know, I have not been consistent with my eating. I've not been consistent with my exercising. I certainly haven't, you know. I mean, so I don't know. But I mean, maybe, I just think at 26, that's a little too young to feel that way, to be honest with you.
Good morning, Q100.
Hi. I was just calling to comment on what y'all were talking about.
Okay, yeah, now's a good time. Cool.
I'm almost 21. I've been wearing the same size for about since high school, like a 3-4, even a 5. And now I'm starting to fit into, I have to move up to a 7 now because my thighs are getting too big.
That day's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, my mom says because I've been having sex. I don't know.
It's because what?
Because of sex.
Oh, because you're doing it.
So your mom says that your thighs are getting larger because you're having sex?
Yes.
That's funny.
Really?
That's,
that is an abstinence campaign right there.
Yes.
The Burt Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Not So Psycho Sue is back. Hey, Sue.
Hey.
You sound exhausted. Wow. Exhausted.
Yeah, I am.
So we got the police involved now, huh?
Yeah. I was actually out to dinner with my brothers last night and their wives, and we were going to watch the UConn-Stanford game because my sister-in-law went to Stanford. Mm-hmm. And when we were driving home from the dinner, we drove into, like, where my house is, and two of my roommates were standing outside, and I saw my ex's car, and I, like, saw them yelling at him, kind of, and then I saw, like, a bunch of neighbors out, like, looking, and so my brothers got out first, and they were just like, what are you doing here? You need to leave. Like, you just need to leave her alone, and by then I had gotten out, and he goes, well, about a year and a half ago, he got me a puppy for, like, as a present, and he was like, I'm here to get the puppy.
No, you can't take the puppy.
And so I want the puppy back. And I was like, are you serious? And he was like, yeah, I want it back now. He's like, it's mine. He's like, I have the papers right here. I signed for them. And I was like, you gave it to me as a gift. And it's been a year and a half, and I've spent a bunch of money on her, and you're going to take her away from me? And he was like, yes. And so... then the cops, I'm trying not to cut. Then the cops showed up, and because one of the neighbors called, and he basically, they were, like, when they got there, he, like, told them why he was there, and, like, his name is on the adoption papers because he got the dog for me. So the cops just said, you know, you have to give him the dog if he wants the dog back.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and so then I had to give him the dog back, and I just handed him the leash, and then I was like, he needs to leave. Like, I don't want him here. And I told the cops everything. And they're like, they basically told me, you know, if he bothers you anymore, you just need to call us right away. Like, we can't really do anything right now because he was coming to get something that was his. And we can't bother you. And we're really sorry about your dog. But there's nothing we can do because it's technically his. Oh.
No, you can sue him to get that dog back. I've watched a lot of Judge Judy. Trust me, I've seen these cases.
Really?
No, because if
seriously?
If it's a gift and you've had it for a certain amount of time and you can have witnesses and proof of your roommate having that dog, you can go get your dog back in court.
I would love to see Judge Judy give him a good talking
But seriously, you can do that to get your dog back because it was a gift.
Now, so the dog has been in your hands and in your care for a year and a half, and now he decides he wants it back.
Yes, and he texted my, because two of my brothers are way older than him, but one of my brothers is only 3 years older than me. So they were pretty close, and he texted him, and he was just like, it didn't have to be like this, but she won't talk to me.
Oh,
He
was trying. Yeah, it's such a tragic ending, because to me, I feel like the initial reason was for him to have an excuse to come over there, and then he made it bad.
Well, hold on, here's Renee here. We may need to get a police officer or two on, because some are calling up saying that they might have handled that situation incorrectly.
Okay.
They definitely did. Love the show. But I've been through this before. When something is given as a gift, you cannot take it back. Those cops, maybe they were new or something, but I've even had cops tell me, if it's given as a gift, no, ma'am, he can't take it back.
But I think the confusion comes from if he came in with the paperwork that showed that it was owned by him.
Right.
Like, the cop has to...
Can't assume it's a present.
Yeah, the cop has to side with the with the evidence. So if he has paperwork and she said, and said, you know, hey, this is my paperwork, this is my dog, it was staying over here, I think, unfortunately, the cop made the right decision at the time. Now,
and the sad thing is that it's just another reason for you to have to deal with him. Yes. Like, he knows that this is you want. He expects you to come after the dog.
Which is exactly. He's such a manipulator, this guy.
Totally.
In any way, he's like a little kid that wants attention, either positive or negative.
Right.
But so long he's getting attention, that's all he wants.
Right.
What a tool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's
another word.
And that's what he's.
What a Bradford
and
pair.
And now what he's doing is, guess what? If you take him to court or whatever the next step would be, then he's probably going to say, well, we don't have to go to court. Let's just come over here and we'll talk about it. Or come over here and I'll give the dog back to you.
Yeah, he's going to use this as a reason.
He's going to stretch this out.
Yeah, well, he texted me this morning because I guess he was asked to come on the show. And he's like, I'm not coming on the show unless you come on with me and hear me out.
And you don't want to do that, right?
I mean, I don't want to. I just want him to leave me alone. Mm-hmm. It's getting ridiculous. Like, just leave me alone. Like, and he's probably not listening right now because he's at work. But, like, if he does ever listen, just leave me alone. Like, he can have the dog, that's fine. Like, it's whatever now, but I just want him to leave me alone. I don't want anything to do with him. And the worst part is the guy that I'm dating now was there, so he had to witness all this.
Oh,
oh no.
There's nothing he could do about it.
How long y'all been dating?
For about 3 months. I mean, and he haven't officially been dating because he wanted this whole situation to be over. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yesterday.
Well, 3 months is long enough period where, like, if it's a first or second date, he may say, what am I walking into here? Here's a girl with a lot of baggage. But you're 3 months.
But he's already told her that was the reason that he didn't want to get serious with her was all this baggage. And then he sees that. This may be the tipping point for him.
Yeah.
That stinks. Yeah. I'm so sorry because that's not your fault. Ugh, that sucks.
Well, we might be able to handle the at least the dog portion of this whole thing today, which might make you feel a little bit better. That sucks. That's like somebody coming into your house and ripping a family member away.
Absolutely.
You can't do that.
Yeah, but the thing is, however she gets to resolve it, she can't do it by herself. Like, I'd rather somebody else go and get this dog.
She should almost hire a lawyer to deal with it.
Because she doesn't need to deal with him.
It'd be worth the couple hundred bucks an hour, whatever lawyer costs.
Mm-hmm. I know we're being mean here and stuff, but isn't there something we can do on our end? I mean, like, we had talked about putting his picture up. Like, if we threatened to put his picture up on our website.
He wants
and
that.
And say, stay away from this guy unless we get the dog
the attention.
I think ignoring him is better.
He wants the attention, I think. Yes. I mean, if she wants to pursue it, I think she calls a lawyer. The lawyer finds the proof, whether it's an old vet bill, whether it's the food kept at her house, whether it's a dog bed that has been at that, whatever the thing is,
go through this.
Sends a certified letter, boom, it's done.
Because I think that he does want the attention, because even if, say, Sue did get back with him, he would be bored with that in 2 minutes and he'd be on to somebody else.
The bride.
So if we post his, or somebody else, I mean, if we post his picture up and he becomes more popular and he's a good-looking guy and somebody contacts him, that just perpetuates it for somebody else.
Look, somebody wanted to date Scott Peterson while he was in jail.
Somebody's dating O.J. Simpson.
So there's always somebody crazy enough to date crazy. Here is Jessica. Good morning. You are on Q100. Hi.
Hi. I'm a police officer. All she needs to do is go to her county where she lives and get a temporary protective order, and he won't be able to contact her. And if he does, then he'll be arrested immediately. The second thing is going to be a civil matter with the dogs. The police handled it the correct way when they were out there because of the proof that they had at the time. All she's going to need to do is go to court and prove that she had it taken care of it for any amount of time, vet bills or anything like that.
Perfect.
And then they'll be able to handle it in civil court and she'll get the dog back an amount of money.
You say perfect, but she's got to go to court with this dude.
No, like, she doesn't. She hires a lawyer.
She's trying to... She has to be part of his life.
No, nope,
I could see where I'd be like, you know what? It rips my heart out, but I don't want to deal with it anymore.
I think it's Jen's used the word, excuse me, before on the show. It just takes up headspace.
Yeah,
that's
what
it wants.
He has to be in her head all the time, even if she doesn't have to see him in court or doesn't have to talk to him on the phone. He's just occupying that headspace.
He's an energy sucker.
Energy sucker. Call him up.
He's a pungent spunk.
Yeah.
Sue, you must be so torn on what to do because obviously you want the dog back, but you don't want any tie to this dude at all, right?
I mean, I want the dog back so bad that I was talking to my mom this morning and I was like, you know, I might just go on the show with him and listen to him just so I can get the dog back.
No.
My mom was like, no. She's like, we'll figure out something else. But he told a lot of his friends who told me, because they feel so bad that he took the dog from me, that he's probably just going to give the dog up to an animal shelter anyways, just like to hurt me more.
Wow. That dude is unbelievable. That's like evil.
Psychopath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
If we had
I feel like there's something.
If we had an attorney who is a Burt Show listener who is willing to help out, would you want that help, or are you done with it?
I would probably talk to my parents first and just see what they want to do, because it's gotten to the point where, I mean, as old as we are, like, my parents have to be more involved now, because the reason why he ended up showing up was because he called me, like, 15 times an hour for, like, 5 hours yesterday.
Wow.
He sent me more flowers and was just, like, bothering me so much. And so I turned off my phone for the night because I just wanted to spend time with my family and, you know, be left alone. And then he showed up. So my parents want to get a restraining order against him.
Wow.
But we're just, like, discussing everything. But, I mean, if there was someone who was willing to help, that would help me out to be able to talk to them and see what my options are.
I think we can get you that help.
Like, oh, because my thought is in situations like this, then all it won't even go to court.
Right.
You just need to get the attorney, and then you just got to pull out, like, take a couple pictures of, like, where the dog hung in your house. If you ever took it to the vet, took it to a groomer, anything that would show a pattern of ownership, the lawyer can put that in a letter, send him a certified letter, and say, look, bring the dog back, or we're going to sue you for $6 trillion.
My sense is if you're even thinking about going in that direction, that you should do it today.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. this dude is so spiteful that I could see him putting the dog up for adoption today, knowing that you were going to pursue this stuff soon. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wow, what a hell. I mean, that sucks.
Yeah, the crappy thing is that do the redneck thing. If your friends are so feeling so bad, if his buddies who feel so bad for you and he's at work, go to his house, get the dog, and bring it back to you. I mean, I know that that's not the legal path to go, but to me, it's just like all the legal thing you have to do is going to just, have him take that dog to the shelter. Where if it was like that groomsman that was really your buddy, I'd be over at his house today getting the dog while he's at work.
Right.
Yeah, he told me he wanted to do that, and it's getting to the point where my brothers like just want to go over there and
kick the door down, get the dog,
the crap out of him, have him. I don't know. Everyone's just—it's kind of so much drama now. It's gotten so out of hand that I kind of regret like even telling the bride anything. Like I wish I would have just left it alone, but I know that I did the right thing. But now it's just. I'm kind of happy it's me and not her, because who knows what he's gonna do when she gets back? Because he's obviously crazy.
I just feel like there's something. Yeah, he's not stable. That dude is not stable. Right. Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. Well, we can try to get you some help. We know lawyers on this show, so we can definitely start in that direction. I just feel like, we've got a pretty big signal, and we've got a lot of powerful people. I feel like there's some way that we should be able to help her more.
Could we send that big, beefy private investigator, Joe over there?
Yeah.
Just to ask him some questions about the dog and
beef
see
slab.
If he just hands the dog over?
We should send Beef Slab over there.
Yeah, Beef Slab.
Yeah, man. All right, Sue, I'm so sorry you've had to go through all this. What a hassle. You must be thinking like right now that this doesn't happen to me. These are other people that this kind of craziness happens to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know what to do anymore. I'm just kind of, I didn't want to wake up this morning. I mean, I wanted to wake up, but I didn't want to wake up this morning because I don't even know what I'm going to go through today, honestly. I don't know what he's going to try today.
It's total harassment. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll put you on hold, and like I said, I know we have lawyers that can help out, that would be willing to help out, and we could start, my advice would be start immediately, because who knows what this guy's going to do by 11:30,
Yeah.
Look at that, we already got him. People want to help you out. We already got attorneys calling.
Oh, here we go, here's Alan.
Oh,
hey.
Wow.
Hey, Alan, good morning, you're on Q100.
Hey, Bert, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing well. I just heard the segment, and definitely my firm be willing to provide some pro bono services for this lady to help her get her dog back.
Can you do something by, 10 o'clock? Like, if I give you her phone number or whatever, can we set something up, soon?
Yeah, we can definitely get her in this morning, and then, we can talk about what we need to do to kind of maybe serve him or get a protective order, so we can definitely help her out.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Alan, thank you. What's the name of your firm?
McCartney and Kahn.
McCartney and Kahn. All right, thank you
awesome.
Very much.
Your
thank
lawyer
you.
Named Kahn?
I think that's awesome.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
All right, Sue, we'll be in touch, but at least we have some people on the phone that can help you out immediately, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, take it easy today, all right?
All right, bye.
Right, bye-bye. She just sounds beat down, man.
Well, she is, and she's being totally harassed by this jerk. God.
The Bert Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Get it? The Bert Show.
So, intern Lauren here has a big weekend ahead of her. Here's where she starts complaining that she feels so old that she's turning 23 years old.
It is old, now that I think about it.
23, the whole world changes.
It does.
What is the year that you like start being taken seriously as an adult? Because 23, you can still do a lot of stupid crap and people are like, oh, well, she's only 23 years old.
I think that's when you do start feeling it, is at 23. I think that was one of my toughest birthdays, was 23.
Yeah, no, I feel like, oh, I'm 22, I can do whatever. You know, it's after 21, now I'm legal. Nothing's really that great. Now I'm like 23 and I'm like, what am I doing with my life? I'm just hanging out, I feel like, just chilling. I need to like really stay focused. But then again, I'm like, well, 23 is still pretty young, right? So, I mean, I'm a little conflicted there.
Is this a pretty common like quarter life crisis thing that she's going through right now?
No, that'll be when she's 25 and she's not making any money still. And she freaks out because she can't pay her bills and she thinks she should be able to.
I know. I always like, I mean, I never really think about it that much. And then my mom's like, you know, you need to pay me for car insurance. You need to pay me for, you know, gas. Well, I'm like, gas? Who pays for gas nowadays? And then I'm like, oh my God, it's like $30 to fill up my tank. And she's like, yeah, this is the real world, Lauren. Get used to it. I'm like, oh, great.
Yeah, she's in the breaking in period right now.
Yeah.
She is.
It's awful.
Like, I know of people like you. My parents just sort of like said, you're on your own at 18. And I had to figure all this out. But this, I think, is probably a little, there's a weaning period with your parents where they'll still, you know, you're out of the nest, but they're still sort of embracing you, and it sounds to me like she's in that period.
But
right
you're
now.
Not out of the nest; you're still living.
No,
at home.
I still live at home.
And yeah, is that because of the economy right now, or was that going
to
happen?
Yeah, I like to say it's because of the economy.
Would you be lying if you said that?
No, not at all. It's totally the economy.
Yeah, no. Right. For me, it was when I graduated college and moved to, because I moved to Atlanta right out of college. So it was, yeah, that's when, no, mom and dad were not paying for my gas or insurance or any of that stuff.
Melissa's very hardcore about this, man. She takes a very hard line.
Well, yes. I am, because, I mean, the thing is, as a teenager, you can't complain about wanting to be an adult. And then when you're an adult, act like you want to be home and mom and dad take care of everything. You know, and that was really where I come from. As a kid, I was the youngest, and so I was just could not wait to be out of the shadow of my two sets of parents, which were my brother and sister, my mom and dad. So when I moved to Atlanta, I felt like, well, I was just determined not to go back to them and seek help, because I think I felt like I had something to prove. So yeah, any debt or any frustration I had, at least I embraced it like, God, it's my own, though. You know, I'm an adult and I have my own bills and that kind of thing. And I just, you know, there's a lot of people who don't find pride in that, you know?
There's got to be some, like, happy median point, though, where you can be independent on your own, yet know at the end of the day that if you really needed the help, your parents were going to be there for you, you know?
I think it's hard for people to be in that, though. I think that I agree with you. I mean, of course, your parents are... Your parents are always going to be there for you.
Well, in theory, yeah.
Except for birds. And
at least they've been consistent. Never.
Consistency, that's right.
They never showed me there was another way.
But I do think, though, you know, and my argument is always, and the reason I take a hard line is because I think a lot of times there are children who take advantage of that. Like, I don't think they wait until the very last minute before they ask their parents. I think their knee-jerk reaction is to go ahead and ask their parents.
I think with me, because I was in college, and I mean, they kind of supported me through college, and then I just figured, like, moving back, I would have no problem. I mean, I do have a part-time job, and I have my internship, but then it's like, I live at home, and I mean, they push me, but then again, I feel like, and I know this is, like, really bad to say, but I'm the baby, so I feel like, oh, well, they can take care of me now, and I mean, they didn't do this to my sisters. I'm the only one that came back, but...
Oh, and your sisters talk about you?
Yeah.
They do, you think?
They're like, you're so God, yes.
What are they saying, you think?
Oh, because she's the baby. She gets all the attention. Yeah. She gets all the money. They pay for everything for her. They didn't do that for us.
No, they totally do.
Yeah.
Because they bought me a car when I was 16, and they're like, oh, you never did that with me. I'm like, well, I'm the baby. They had to. So.
And that never goes away, because I still see it with Stacey and her younger brother, Brandon. Never goes away. Mm-mm. And they never forget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She'll bring it up. I mean, Brandon graduated from college 15 years ago, and Stacey still from time to time will go, I had to pay for my own college. They paid for Brandon's college. 15 years ago, woman, let it go.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. That will always happen, even when you're an adult.
Well, we want to shoot you with an assignment for this weekend, and it was the same assignment that we gave to intern Reshma when she was turning 21. And the assignment that we gave her at the time was, we wanted to sort of live the night with her as she was turning 21, and we want to do the same thing with you as you're turning 23. So what we want to do is give you a phone number, and every hour you call us and you leave a voicemail all night long. Because I'm assuming you're going out drinking.
No, we are going out, and I'm a little nervous.
About drinking?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I have, like, different drunk phases.
We're going to hear that on the radio.
What's the first phase?
Well, it depends on really what I drink. Because either I'm really emotional, I'm really... can't really say it on the radio.
Slutty?
No, not at all. No, I did not mean that. Witchy.
Oh, and you get then, to be, you're a mean drunk?
Kind of. I mean, it really depends on what I drink, I guess. And then I'm either really, really happy. So it,
are these phases or is this determined by the first cocktail you have?
It can be phases, but then again, it depends on if I have liquor versus wine versus beer.
And so, what do each of those alcohols do to you? Like, liquor does what?
Liquor makes me the witchy part. Makes and then beer makes me really, like, chatty. And wine makes me happy, but then also wine makes me emotional. So wine's a little iffy. So I'm really nervous to what to drink on Saturday.
Well, go about your normal night.
All right.
But you just have to commit to calling us every hour and leaving a message. And it'll sound a little bit like this. This was Reshma on her 21st. This was the first voicemail she left us during the night. And I think she was relatively sober at the time.
Sent at 7:43 p.m.
Hey, Bird Show, it's intern Reshma. I am at Twisted Taco right now. It's like 7-something. Finally met up with my friends, and I have been carded 3 times so far. I've had, I think, 2 or 3 mini bottles since you've got, and I'm getting a surprise drink from Twisted Taco, so I'm feeling pretty good. All right, I'll call you later.
Okay, you'll probably sound the same way. First time you call in, just checking in
no
and saying
deal.
Hey. Okay, this was a little later in the night.
Sent at 8:48 p.m.
1 hour.
So what's your name?
Jacob.
Hey, Bird Show, it's Reshma. I'm at Twisted Taco still, and Jacob just brought me some free drinks, so I'm f***ing awesome right now. But I'm feeling great, and I've had, what have I had since? I've had a couple of mini bottles, a couple of drinks, some stuff, some shots, some other stuff. I don't remember, but I'll call you later. Bye.
All right, so still relatively with us.
But a little happier. A little happier, starting to cuss.
Kind of goofy.
Okay, and then you remember that she changed accents, right?
Yes!
Random!
A couple hours into the night.
British.
She became British.
Sent at 9:36 p.m.
Hi, the show, it's Reshma. I'm here at Reroll because Melissa told me about it. But it's really, really hot in here. I'm kind of dying. No, I didn't. And so it's really hot in here. And I'm drinking some sort of surprise drink that the bartender gave me. And I apologize for not calling earlier. I think I was supposed to call earlier. But it's really hot in here. I wish they would turn some air conditioning on or something. Other than that, I'm doing great. I hope you guys are having a good night. All right, bye.
Julio.
Cheers.
Cheers. She does that when she drinks.
Everything peachy. Very nice.
Sent at 10:40 p.m.
She's no longer British.
She's just loudish now.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're how many hours into the night at that point?
Oh, that was 3.
3 hours? Okay, and I think that was pretty much her peak.
Sent at 12:09 a.m.
Oh,
man.
And then eventually...
Lauren, are you totally thinking that you're not going to sound that?
No, I'm thinking I'm going to sound worse than that.
At some point in one of these, she starts coming down for the night. You remember, like, she starts getting sleepy or something? I don't know if it's this one or not.
Sent at 12:53 a.m.
Birdshow! It's intern Reshma here. I just... I'm calling at the end-ish of the night. I think this will be my last call, but I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. My cousin just met me at a bar, and I was at a bar, and I was pretty drunk. They were, like, feeding me alcohol there. They, like, IV'd me in, like, alcohol there. But I'm feeling pretty good. My DD is driving, so, I mean, I can't tell if she's driving straight or not, but it's pretty good. And I had an awesome night. And I will see you guys tomorrow. But awesome, awesome, awesome.
awesome night. Like, memorable, maybe not, maybe sort of memorable night. But I guess I'll talk to you guys at work. And so, thanks. I love you guys. Rushmore at Q100.
What?
Okay.
Just signing with her Twitter address.
That's awesome.
So that is your assignment on Saturday night. We'll give you a phone number, and you have to commit to calling us every hour and at least leaving some kind of message.
Yeah. All right. Every hour till I go to bed.
Every hour till you go to bed.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Okay. I think the phone number you should give her should be your home phone number. So you get to hear
right.
that coming into your answering machine every night.
You're on The Burt Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for The New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
All right, Monica here. We got the email saying that she wants to make the most romantic welcome mm-hmm. home ever.
Right.
And we want to try to get her help in doing that. So okay. What you got, Monica?
Well, my husband works out of state. And it's been an exhausting year. He comes in on Friday, and then he's out again on Sunday, and it's just a lot. And this week, the kids are on spring break, and it's going to be the first weekend. They're going to be with their grandparents, and we're going to have, you know, like a husband and wife weekend at home.
Nice.
And I want to make this weekend so special. I thought when he comes home, maybe have a masseuse.
Well, that's nice.
But what would you guys do if you could create, you know, a perfect weekend?
Well, my first thought when it comes to creating a perfect weekend for a guy, all you need to have on is a bow when he gets home.
Yeah, it all starts,
that's it.
All starts with the vajayjay.
Unless he's Bert, then you want to be holding a shoe in that neti pot.
Don't do that. We're giving her advice here, Jeff. We don't need to tell her that.
I think Melissa's got a great point. I mean, we're guys. We're simple. So the epicenter for us, I think, starts with sex. But I mean, we can.
But there's 48 hours in a weekend, so.
Right? So uh-huh. What are you saying?
Yeah, I'm saying I don't know that that's exactly what he would want. He's got the first weekend without the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I think that's a good opener and a good midway check-in and a good closer. But I think you got to fill it in with.
Jeff needs a nap or two in between.
Maybe not even in between.
During?
Right.
What is he?
I think it's just, I mean, it's like, oh, sex, sex, sex is an easy first answer. But I do think that there are things that you can plug in there to make it extra special,
all
especially
right.
with the kids gone.
Give us some details. I guess we'd have to cater to what he's all about and what he mm-hmm. digs. So
he
tell
wants.
Us a little bit about him, and maybe somebody listening can give you some ideas.
Right. Well, he's a big guy, and he's very he's very simple, you know. I think he would like a massage, like a, you know, a professional one. I think he would like that. He's had only one for before, and he liked it. He likes sports, and he just likes watching TV. He's very simple.
Mm-hmm. Sports and massage.
Really very many. Yeah, that would be nice, right?
Okay. Sounds like you got everything right there on Buford Highway.
Do you think, like, I don't know what type of TV you have at the house, but what if you got, like, a badass TV for him? Because the Masters are this weekend.
Do you like golf?
Oh, he loves golf. Yeah, that would be a nice idea, maybe.
So you could have a big
new TV
old, like,
for him to
like
watch
a,
the
like
Masters
a big
on?
Big old TV.
For him to nap in front of?
Mm-hmm.
Because isn't that what everybody does when they watch golf?
Pretty much.
Don't you fall asleep?
I don't even watch
until
it.
Until Sunday?
Honestly, unless Tiger's playing, I don't even watch golf.
That's a great idea.
Sorry, Melissa.
Now that's fueling most
the
fire. Guys.
Giving me the dirty look.
No, it's most guys.
At some point this morning, Melissa decided one of us in this room needs to die.
No, it's just I will be so relieved when Tiger Talk is done. I mean, that's just the truth.
I think it's going to be a while, huh? Anyway, so back to Monica. My Kara has a suggestion. All right, we did get a call today. Hey, Kara, good morning.
Good morning.
There's the real news. Hey,
Kara, thank you. We love you.
Oh, we love you, too.
Thanks for being our only caller.
Yeah, we love you more.
What's going on?
She was talking about giving him a massage, getting a masseuse. I think she should get, like, a book or something and learn to do the massage herself.
Absolutely. Cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, when guys want a massage from their spouse, they don't really want a massage. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's a nice
it leads
start.
Into something.
It's like a nice start to things, but, mm-hmm. I mean, you could be done with the massage part in, like, 15 seconds.
Yeah, and it goes into the whole wearing a bow only thing, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so start the massage yourself.
What about different outfits for the different days that he's home? Like, and I don't mean, like, full outfits. I mean, like, kind of along the lines of what Melissa was saying.
Yes.
Because guys are, you know, visual creatures or whatever. So maybe, you know, when he first walks in, it's the bow. And then maybe on later on in the night, it's, like, kind of a different outfit, like, a different sexy thing. And then, like, the next morning, it's a kind of different sexy thing. But, like, go through all kinds of different modes of little outfits.
What do you think about that, Monica?
With lots of
strings and lace and
that's great.
Garters and tights
easy,
and whatever.
Easy accessibility.
Good morning.
That's a wonderful idea.
Steven, you're on Q100. Hey.
Hey, you may think going out for a nice dinner might be a good thing, but when I'm traveling, I eat out all the time, so definitely home-cooked meals would be nice.
There you go. That's a great
good
idea.
Good suggestion. Yes.
And you're saying he's a simple guy, so we're doing the most simple stuff here. TV, sex, food.
Yeah.
I mean, so far, so good.
Everything in the home.
Thank you, Steven.
So easy.
Thanks.
All right, sound good so far?
Great. I could do that.
These must have been on your radar somewhere.
They were. The outfits, though, I didn't really think about very much, but like, because it's always just so about the kids. So that the changing the outfits is definitely going to be, you know, a priority.
And I
and
would
that's kind of
at,
fun for you, too. Like, that's kind of fun to do. That's fun to shop for. It's kind of fun to, like, know that you've got some, like, tricks up your sleeve the whole weekend. It's kind of fun to think about, like, oh, am I going to go put it on now? Or maybe I'll wait an hour from now. Like, that'll be fun for you the whole time, too.
And can I just build on that also? And I'm just assuming that when you're married and you have kids, at some point, because the kids can wake up at any time or they're around the house, you sort of get into the routine of doing it in the same place all the time. I would suggest if the kids are away, you got a whole house.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so different venues and different clothes for the whole weekend.
Mm-hmm. And I do... And I like the fact that everything we're suggesting is in the house, like the sports, watching the TV with a new TV potentially, and, you know, being intimate with him and the home-cooked meals. Because if he's away a lot, he wants to be home, you know? Mm-hmm. He wants to be in his own home. So I think it'd be a great weekend.
One caller dropped out, but she said, are you picking him up from the airport, or is he coming right to the house?
He's coming right to the house.
Okay. She said answer the door in, like, some kind of just...
In
like,
nothing.
In basically nothing, yeah.
Might be nice
for him. It will be very, very nice. Hot stone massage has been suggested. 3D TV for Masters game. The Masters is in 3D this year.
Mm-hmm.
Really? You gotta wear those funky ass glasses.
Mm-hmm.
But you can watch it in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
But I think there's only one TV. I think it's the Samsung. It's the only 3D TV out there, I think. But they're showing it. They showed a practice round somewhere at 3D.
That's cool.
That's really cool. Bridget, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. We are trying to create, like, the ultimate welcome home for Monica and her husband.
Well, I was just kind of piggybacking on Jen's idea. A couple of my girlfriends and I, when we've gone on vacations or trips with our spouses, one thing to kind of like spice it up that we've done is the week before or like a couple of days before, we'll go out and buy new lingerie sets. Mm-hmm. And then wrap them up like in tissue paper or something like that so that our husbands can't see. And every day the husbands like choose out of the grab bag of lingerie and they know that that night we're going to be wearing something new. So it's just kind of like a little way to spice things up.
It's like having like a Victoria's Secret Easter egg hunt.
Yeah,
he just goes from place to place looking for different Victoria's Secret stuff. And when he finds it, you're the bunny.
That's a great idea.
Here is Debbie. Good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning. To build on that, mm-hmm. with those little outfits, like when she's cooking, maybe a sexy little chef outfit with a hat or something like that. And then, like, what works at my house is when my husband's watching golf or something, you come into the room with nothing much other than, you know, a little sheer top and a skirt with not under there either. And sometimes the TV gets turned off.
And nice. It's on. And wear heels, too. Like, wear heels around the house when you're wearing those outfits, because it'll make you feel good, and then he'll love it even more.
I do think it's important. I think you should dress up at the house as if you were going out, like, if you're going to change the outfits, like Jen said. Like, when you get up in the morning, rather than, you know, the sweats and T-shirt that you normally throw on to, you know, feed the dog and...
cook breakfast or whatever.
Cook breakfast and everything. Dress up a little bit more as if you were going out to breakfast, because I think that's cool. Because you have limited time with him, and guys are visual creatures, so maximize that time, and it sounds so subservient, but look good for him, you know what I mean?
Well, it's only one weekend. And I think, what do you guys think about sending him some, like, teasing text messages before he gets home?
Cool.
On his drive home?
Get him all hot before he even sees you. Give him something to think about.
Yeah, get him kind of excited about it before he hits the door.
I mean, it's all boiling down to the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's really what we're talking about. Sex him up. Hey, Summer, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Great. Thanks. Jeff was saying how you have to fill in all the sex time. There's going to be sex, but fill in all the other spots.
Uh-huh. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep saying how your husband's very simple. I know my boyfriend, he's a good old boy. He's Georgia born, and, like, he loves fishing. So I've done things before, like at sunset, I pack a cooler. He thinks it's wine and a picnic, but I kind of just pack Bud Light, and we hop out on the jumbo and go fishing, and you would have thought I took him to Disney World.
That's awesome.
And where does the sexy outfit come in?
On the boat.
Afterwards.
Okay.
Well, you can do it on the boat and just say that's what you have underneath.
One called in saying have his car washed for him and have the house cleaned. Oh, no.
I think that's...
standard.
Yeah, but I think that's good, because if the kids' toys and stuff are lying around and things like that, that would be maybe a distraction for him.
Totally.
And the way a guy's mind operates, trying not to make it sound like, you know, service your man or whatever, but having his car washed, like, as a guy, that would be something in the back of my mind. Like, if I've been traveling and my car... it's dirty. Mm-hmm. Like, I would think, oh, man, I got to take car to the car wash, especially with the weather being as nice as it's going to be. So if you have that done before he comes back, the less stuff that can be on his mind, the cooler it's going to be to camp out in the house.
Now, Jeff has a great point with the toys also, and I know this from experience, that sometimes you throw all of the toys in the same basket, and some of them, their sound is activated by the push of a button, and if you throw them in the basket at random times, they'll just start talking.
That's so true.
And I know this from experience, that you'll be right in the middle of something really intimate, and then all of a sudden you hear Dora... telling Swiper to not swipe things, and you're like, where the hell did that come from?
but I do also want producer Josh to save some of the advice the guys have given, because I like that, you know, especially what Jeff had just said about make sure that there's nothing on his mind that he has to worry about beforehand or whatever, so that when we switch it up and guys are asking advice on a romantic time for their woman, you can hear the same, because I think the advice the same.
Yeah.
Monica, go get your man, okay?
All right.
All right. Have yourself a good weekend.
Thanks, guys. I will.
I know you will. Bye-bye.
Have fun.
This is The Burt Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.